accused 7, accused 10, accused 11, accused 12 are represented by Mr. Namanje. Accused 9 and accused 15 are represented by Ms. Gebhardt. The court, please.
Counsel, we can proceed.
Your Worship, before Mr. Namanje can address the court, I would want to address the court on one unfortunate development this morning. Your Worship, when I woke up this morning, I woke up on a very sad and shocking development because I received the messages from Mr. Mulunga's daughter, that is accused number one, to the effect he is here in the crane window. His residence, not far from here, I think it was broken into. They broke the doors, they cut the wires, and they pillaged the house. They stole laptops, safes, watches, personal items, and shocking, they also took his passport. So, of course, the only thing I could do is to advise the young lady, which she did. The police attended the scene. They have opened a criminal case. Of course, at a later stage, when Mr. Mulunga takes the stand, I think I will be obligated to end up with the CR number. But, of course, Your Worship, I'm not making this address to ask the court to make any order. Just for noting, we will trust and faith in the Caribbean.
Unlock your future with Goldstone Software Engineering Institute. 2025 intake for June, July is open for certificates and diploma in information technology, software engineering, human resources management, business administration, and various short courses such as AutoCAD, computer literacy skills, A+, and PC technician, etc. Goldstone Software Engineering Institute's courses are fully accredited by NQA, and courses are very affordable. Goldstone Software Engineering, equipped with modern facilities, and courses are offered by qualified professionals. Funding is available from NSFAF and local banks. For entry requirements and to apply, go to our website www.goldstone.com.na or email admission@goldstone.com.na. For more information, call Anaria at 081-6576-365 or Aaron at 081-6354-851 or 061-234186.
To waste time on corporate activities and agreements, again to go through with Marakia Elindi. So you will just, we will make sure that we are complete with that part, so that accused number 5 simply confirm what was stated in relation to the agreement and processes, but the state will be entitled to cross-examine him, even if he did not refer to documents, in the interest of time.
That is in order, Mr. Namanje.
Yes, the court, please.
I think you have provided me with a file yesterday.
Yes.
Yes, I was informed.
We have also provided, we got, Your Worship, that we placed it on record that we were provided with charge sheets yesterday, on Sunday, very, very late, and that because of the situation of our clients in custody, we are relying on third party like accountants to get documents. So we have additional documents running from page 190 to 200 and 1986. To some of my colleagues with those documents.
That is in order, Mr. Lamanche.
I will also be handing up a bundle which it does not necessarily need to be, but to be an exhibit, but for ease of reference. What I did is I took the charge sheet that we were given yesterday, and it was a double page. I put it in order and put the ACC Act and POCA also as part of the bundle, because when I go and deal with the charges, each one, there will be times when my client referred to the charges. Remember, Your Worship, we placed it on record yesterday that some of the charges do not even exist in the statutes, but they are in the charge sheet. So that is a bundle, Your Worship. May I proceed then?
You can proceed.
Yes, Mr. Elindi, I want to just remind you again, as we discussed this morning, I struggle to hear sometimes. You promised to speak up, and I will hold you on that. And can I ask you, on the new documents, starting from page 243, your worship, your new document, there is a divider, 243. The new documents, Mr. Erindi, you have 243. Is it not the... Are you there? Okay. First of all, remember we discussed about from Namco to Enegon making an offer to buy your Enegon's right, interest, and title in the asset. Remember?
Yes.
And that was on the 8th of July, 2022.
Yes, sir.
You yesterday also remember I took you through the particulars of claim in the civil case where the particulars are referring to the analysis and feasibility study made by a financial analyst yesterday. Okay. Now, can you identify the document at page 243? Identify
Namco Petroleum Trade Project Feasibility for Enegon Namibia Asset Takeover by Financial Analyst.
Okay.
And it's for Namco.
So these documents, because remember we accused the state of being confused. Was this document done by Enegon?
No.
Okay. First, was it part of their do as part of their attempt or their bid to take over your title, right, and interest in your
asset? Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, if you move to page 2, can you just read the top part? Which start? Yes.
Distribution Pty Limited, economic model.
Yes.
Company, National Petroleum Trading and Distribution Name, Enegon Namibia Asset Takeover, Department, Project Leader, Financial Department, Objective, Commercial.
Okay. Now, whose It says project leader, financial analyst. From which side is the financial analyst? Is he from Enercon or NAMCO?
The financial analyst is from NAMCO, sir.
Okay. Then we move, then there is a table of content. I do not want to waste time. We move to page 245. Me just understand, you are a businessman and a lawyer. Do you know what is a feasibility study? Why does one carry out a feasibility study?
Simply to get informed decision in terms of the details of the project that one wants to embark on. Getting all the figures. It's basically the analysis of all the figures that the entity requires to.
Okay, and that the decision you are referring to is whether or not they could do what?
They could take over the arrangement.
Okay. Now, because the state decided to charge you with fraud individually, not Enercon only, but did you a huge company doing this business? Cooperate with them?
No, we didn't even.
No. I'm saying I'm not cooperating in terms of. If they ask questions, give needing information, rather than any assistance and any access they want to.
Whatever they requested from us, we would.
Okay. But, okay, you went ahead of me. But when you provided them with access and information, where did you at any point involve yourself in any criminal activity?
No, not at all.
Okay. Now, I want to ask you, if you look at charge count 34, your worship, count 34, go back to count 34. It's better now to use the new bundle, the independent bundle, your worship, that has the Act of Parliament, your worship. Officer, if you can assist us. Yes, I invite you to.
It's the go. Same one which I was provided. Is it?
It is for the accused person. Office, I told you for the accused person. Now, before we continue, remember, just keep this in mind. Remember, that is a fraud charge that you are facing. You remember that?
Yes, sir.
And it said you made misrepresentation to NAMCOR. Is that correct?
Yes.
And yesterday you said NAMCOR is a corporate entity. It's a company.
Yes.
Does it speak?
No, it doesn't.
Does it write down something?
No, the company doesn't.
Okay, who performs those acts on behalf of NAMCOR?
It's the agent or the representative of NAMCOR.
Okay. And the people who you were liaising with when you were considering the offer, it must be clear the offer came from NAMCOR, you said yesterday.
Yes.
Again, you said, who were you working with?
I liaised with the managing director.
Okay. So now, when these allegations are being made that you misled NAMCOR, does it mean you misled, you spoke to NAMCOR as the entity or the agent, people that represented NAMCOR?
I spoke to the people that represented NAMCOR. Okay, represent
so
NAMCOR.
Then this misrepresentation are said to be made to the people representing NAMCOR, Mr. Murunga and them.
Yes.
Okay, but did you make misrepresentation to Mr. Murunga?
No, not at all.
Is he a complainant in this matter?
No.
But would it make sense if you lied to him to share a box, an accused box with him, if you made misrepresentation to him as a representative of NAMCO? Does it make sense for him to share a box with you if he's the one at the receiving end of your misrepresentation.
Doesn't make sense.
Okay.
Just pause.
Let's then go to page.
Just pause.
Oh, sorry. Your worship.
We can proceed.
Yes, back to page 245, Mr. Irindi.
Yes.
245 of the new documents, feasibility study.
Yes.
Remember you gave an idea of why in commercial realm people do a feasibility study. Now, can you read, it's a bit difficult, if you, at page 245, just at the bottom of feasibility study outcome there, the result. Can you just read that if you can?
Try to read it as much as I can.
Yes.
Current Enercon
average. No. The, at the top, where are you reading?
I was reading at the bottom.
No, not at the bottom. It's still on the top where that feasibility study.
This project.
Yes.
Was a initial.
Okay, can I read it for you? The copies. I think
please.
My eyes are. Okay. Just confirm if I'm reading correctly. This project was initiated in order to develop the business case for a capital expenditure project. I think I'm correct. I see my colleagues are confirming, Your Worship.
Yes.
The model was constructed to determine the feasibility of a commercial based on profit forecasts and cash flow projections. A preliminary survey was carried out to gather primary data, and then the model was used to forecast the financial performance and to perform a sensitivity analysis of the business fundamentals. You are with me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so now remember.
To all Eagle FM listeners, do you want to stand a chance to win a voucher of $500 Namibian weekly? Answer this easy question. Please tell us, what are the three colors of the USAVE logo? Please SMS your answer to 081-200-4144 and tune in every Friday between 1:45 and 2:00 to find out if you are the lucky winner. The winner will be announced every Friday live on air between 1:45 and 2:00. Participate weekly to improve your chance. We'll save at USAVE.
Making money and profit out of this whole transaction.
Okay, that also, does that then also address one of the questions that the court asked yesterday?
Yes, sir.
So they themselves also did that analysis?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, we move to the, in fact, there is a recommendation. Can you try and see whether you can read the recommendation at that page, same page at the bottom?
We say, that the current Enercon average monthly volume, the envisaged investment in the asset satisfy the minimum requirement measures. However, the investment only turned out to be viable after considering the sales under recovery for the period. Further reduction in the volume uptake by NDF may pose risk to the investment.
Okay. So as I understand this, they were also considering what could be the risk. Everything, whether it is a risk or it is something that is beneficial, they were considering it.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, did you in any way impede them from or debar them from considering any adverse effect or risk on the transaction.
Not at all.
Yes, if you can move to page 246. Just identify the document at page 246.
The document here is named Economic Model and is still Company National Petroleum Trading and Distribution Pty Limited, project name Eneco Namibia Takeover, project leader, financial analyst, department, finance, project objective, commercial.
Just say something for record purposes. What does the document show? If you understand, you must.
The document here show the data, the analysis, the result of the data analysis that was done by the NAMCO consultant.
But what data is that in general? Just what data were they analyzing?
Sales volume analysis. Mm-hmm. And they describe here sales volume, period units,
mm-hmm.
And the figures are all there. I don't think I should go in purpose of time.
I just want to ask you for everybody to understand that we are not in this industry, but it says, for instance, in the first column, Your Worship, it says sale volume per period unit. Then you see a zero. Then you see a 75,000. What could that be? Only if you know.
No, I wouldn't know what they mean exactly.
Okay, then you see.
Probably mean liters.
Okay, they say 115, the next one.
Yeah.
So, and they went to 750 if you look at the far end. Yes. Okay?
These are liters.
Liters?
Yeah.
Okay. Then sale price per unit. What could be that be?
The amount for which that liter is sold, I assume.
Whoa. Okay, and it's $17 and it goes up to, it remains $17 throughout. And then it talks about fixed cost per period. You see that?
That should be the cost of supply, I believe.
Or cost of supply. And when you talk about cost of supply, what would you be talking about? One example or two?
Well, since I'm not the one that produced this report, I would assume it's...
No, generally.
Cost, the cost that NAMCO incur in selling that the product.
It's expenditure incurred in providing the services.
Yes.
Okay. And then it goes on. Then they speak about net profit and so forth, and losses.
Yes.
Okay. Then we move to the next page. They obviously it says something about economic model, and I hope the state will call some of these people. I don't want to waste time. Let's go to the next page, 248.
Yes.
Then, can you just identify that document?
Yeah, it's still an economic model. It's got the results,
break-even revenue.
Yeah.
Yes, and I'm interested a bit in the margin of safety in revenue. You see that?
Yes.
And then there's year one. You see on what is the amount given
it's,
there?
54,929,256.
Okay, and year two?
Year two, 65,331,378.
And year three?
Year three, 65,331,378.
Year four?
67,803,883.
And the year 5?
70,350,562.
Okay. Then we move to the next page. The rest I will deal with the investigating officer when he come and testify with those figures. He must know. 249. What is the documents?
Is it still the economic model?
Yes.
And it look at the asset.
Mm-hmm.
Year 0, year 1, up to year 10.
Okay. And then we move with speed to the next page, to 50.
It's still the economic model, and it speak on revenue.
But describe the document as it says, if you look on top, that
income statement.
Operating income statement.
Yeah.
Yes, and
from
it goes
year 1 up to year 10, and it has got figures here that are not quite clear.
Okay. And then we move to the cash flow. Yes, sir. Unfortunately, there is a disabled equipment in front of me. Keep breaking down.
In here.
Okay. May I proceed?
Yes, you can proceed.
Yes.
Yeah. In here, they speak about cash flow statement.
Yes.
And again, start from year 0 to year 10.
Okay.
And has all those figures.
Okay. Then we go to page 252, your worship, with a speed.
Yes.
What still, is that?
It's still assumptions. Financial year investment 2023.
And what I'm interested in, this is very important, on their own NAMCOR, I want you to read out the equity amount at the bottom following their projections and cash flow. What is that amount? For purposes of takeover, your interest, right, and tightening the assets for 9 years. What is that amount?
Equity amount, 100%, 11%.
The amount I'm interested
in. The amount, 53,211,951.
Okay. This amount, and what was the amount of the sale that was ultimately the purchase price in the purchase agreement?
It was 53,212,000,000.
So that amount, did it only, if you know, come from these projections by NAMCOR itself? Only if you know.
If this amount?
The purchase amount that the NAMCOR ultimately offered to you,
yes,
and you accepted.
Yes.
Could it have come from this amount?
I believe so. It must have.
Okay. So I just want to make it clear. It appeared to be clear. If you are asked, who generated and proposed the purchase price? Is it Enecon or NAMCOR?
It was NAMCOR.
Okay. So, and now, you see page 253, 254, it's still economic model.
Yes.
Somebody was very busy in the interest of NAMCO to make sure everything is correct. You see that?
Yes, sir.
But at page 255, can you just identify that document?
It's a budget investment.
again prepared by
National Petroleum Trading and Distribution Pty for Project Eneco Namibia Asset Takeover, and project leader is financial analyst.
Okay. Now, then at page 256, the economic model with all the years, like the projections for 9 years, continue up to page 258. You see that?
Yes.
Then at page 259, what is that document? Can you just identify it?
It's a working capital.
Okay. And again, this analyst on behalf of Nanco, the representative of the company, there are figures and data used. Is that correct?
Yes, from year zero to year 10.
Okay. And now, go to page 260.
Yes.
What is that document?
This one is revenue assumptions. Full trading days in a month.
Okay, now, first of all, go to the revenue formula. You see that?
Yes.
And there is a formula. Can you just read out that?
Revenue formula, the following empiric formula is used by the fuel industry to calculate the expected average liters of fuel to be sold in a month.
And the formula is there, and just read it for the record.
And there is an L equal to ADT, I don't know what this ADT mean, XF times F times P times D.
Okay.
Liters per month, that is the...
First of all, it's fraud. Sometimes the state is saying you misled Mr. Murunga and them. Sometimes it says you worked with Mr. Murunga to commit crimes. Now, did you, these formulas used in arriving by Nanco itself to arrive at the amount of 53 million, did you have anything to do with this formula to suggest to them which formula they should use?
Not at all. Suffice to say, I didn't know the consultant they were using.
Okay. Then, the economic model, in the interest of time, 261. And I want you, it's important, at page 262. What is that? Just identify the document.
Differentiation charge. And
okay, can you just repeat?
So, depreciation charge.
Yes. So, they also considered depreciation. Yes. Over the 9 years?
Yes, sir.
Okay, then we move to the next page, at page 263. Can you identify that part of the economic model?
This one referred to taxation, deferred taxation.
So they also considered tax implications and the effect it may have on the projected cash flow.
Yes, sir.
And income.
Yes, sir.
Okay. That document ends, and interestingly, really, it's a document at page 264. You see that document?
Yes. Yes, sir.
I just want to ask you, sir, yesterday you said ACC never gave you an opportunity to comment or to say anything. If ACC asked you all this, would you have cooperated and provided with them with the information you are giving to court?
Yes, by all means, because there is nothing, I wasn't doing this wrongly. I was performing a transaction, a commercial transaction.
Do you know why you were not given an opportunity to first, prior to your arrest, to just explain a commercial transaction, let's say even if it failed, like Air Namibia or like SME Bank or whatever, do you know why you were not given an opportunity?
I really don't know. I keep on repeating, it can only be malice. Malice.
Okay. Okay, then the next document is titled Internal Memorandum. Can you identify that document?
The document says Internal Memorandum, date 8 July 2022.
Yeah, okay, just hold on there. Whose document is Internal Memorandum at an Enercon or
Namcor.
Okay. The date, you said, is 8th July 2022.
Yes, to Sales and Marketing, Supply and Logistics Department, from Engineering and Technical Services Department.
Okay, just hold on. So that means that it is going to the Sales, Marketing, Supply and Logistics Department, and it's from which department?
It's from the Engineering and Technical Services Department.
Okay, and what is the subject of that memo?
Asset evaluation report for commercial installation at Namibia Defense Forces bases.
Okay, now, just before you proceed, let me ask this question so that we know whether this was a transparent thing. Can a person just go and you go into military bases without the coordination and without the approval of commanders and so forth? Can you do a feasibility study from NAMCO without NDF or Ministry of Defense approving the process you are undertaking?
No.
Given the security and nature of the institution?
No.
So if that is the case, could NAMCO have done a feasibility study visiting bases without NDF approving what they are doing?
No.
Yes, let's move on. You identified the subject and read the memo, and slowly please, for God.
The table one, summary of the asset evaluation value.
What are you reading? Oh, are you still at page 260?
Oh, sorry. Introduction and background.
Yes.
This report outlines the asset value as per the evaluation undertaken by engineering team from the 11th to the 19th of May 2022 at the following military bases: Seydrov, Osona, Hubabis, Grootfontein, Rundu, Oruno, Oshivelo, Vavisbay, and Kietmans. The evaluation report was done based on the following assumption.
Okay, then now slowly say those assumptions that are set out. Start with number one.
Number one, the unit price for the equipment as per the cost from the supplier inclusive of transport.
Then assumption number two.
The rate of the pump and tank installation is different for a 25 cubic meter versus a 46 and 83 cubic meter is estimated based on experience and the current market rate, since there are no invoices from Enercon for the work done by the service providers.
Yes. Number three?
The rate for the piping, sumps and fitting have been calculated. One tank. And
you skipped the word there.
Yeah. The rate for the piping, sumps and fittings have been calculated for one tank.
Yes.
And multiplied with the number of tanks for each site to determine the total cost for the piping, sumps and fitting for each site.
Yes, and then the next
sentence? The complete evaluation was done on asset replacement value, summary of the asset valuation for each site is listed on table one below for a detailed costing referred to attached annexure 8.
Okay, and then and next page?
The next page, there is a summary of the asset evaluation value.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, before you do that, it's important. If you look at the charge, your first charge, charge number 34, the charge speaks about you made misrepresentation to NAMCO for nine, that is that page. Just want to make sure that we are on the same page. Yes. It says they said nine service stations. Of the bundle which has started, your worship, is page 14, count 34. Okay. So I just wanted to remember that. So let's go to the recommendation now, to the same document you were reading at page 265. New documents.
65?
Yes.
Yes.
So remember now, how many bases are referred to there at that page?
There are nine.
Okay, there are nine. Okay. Then what? Table one, just identify it, read it.
Yeah, table one, summary of the asset evaluation value.
Okay.
Namibia Defense Force commercial site.
And then what is on the far right?
Is estimated value.
Okay. Then we start number one. What is number one?
Say thereof.
Okay.
3,549.741.
What is that? What you
that
just
is the estimated number. Value of the service station at Say thereof. Military
okay.
Base.
Okay, is that the asset or the infrastructure you spoke about yesterday?
Yes.
Okay, so now this amount of estimating the value, according to this document, who determined it?
It's NAMCO.
Okay. So they, and remember, how many days did they take? Go back to page 264. If you look at paragraph... How many days did this engineering team took to conduct this investigation?
They say from the 11th to the 19th of May, 2022.
So just over a week.
Yes.
Okay. So now, okay, that is an amount they place themselves on the estimated value of the right title and side on Swiderov. Then the next one is?
Osona.
And what is the amount they determined themselves?
8,741,849.57.
And Hobabes?
Hobabes, 2,726.347.83.
And
Grootfontein?
Yes.
9,453,869.67.
And Rundu?
Rundu, 3,711,597.83.
Oluno?
Oluno, 2,988,049.83.
Oshivero?
3,008,895.83.
Wolfis Bay?
Wolves Bay 9,077,868.657.
Kietmans
9,953,929.57.
What is the total
value
they
coming
put
to 53,211,951.39.
Okay, is the person who signed for these figures?
Yeah, there is Nesta N. Shefeni, Executive Engineering and Technical Service.
Okay, Nesta N. Shefeni, do you know him?
No.
Did you work with him?
No, not at all.
Did you influence him in any way?
No, I don't know him.
Did you induce him in any way?
No, sir.
So, now, then, page 266. Okay. Then those, you have already spoken about that assets yesterday.
Yes, sir.
And the list they provided themselves, NAMCO. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Then there is another memo at page 271. Can you just identify it? First of all, is it a memo for Enercon, internal memo for Enercon or NAMCO?
It's a NAMCO internal memo that's that written, issued on the 8th of July 2022 to Mr. Emmanuel Mulunga, Managing Director.
From?
From Olivia Dunaisky, Commercial Manager, Sales and Marketing Department. Subject, request to take over Enercon Namibia assets.
Okay. And read out the purpose for
the purpose of this submission. The objective of this submission is to request approval for NAMCO Petroleum Trading and Distribution Limited to take over the current Enercon Namibia assets.
Okay. Go read out.
Background. Enercon Namibia is a NAMCO customer since November 2021. Enercon Namibia currently has an agreement with Namibia Defense Force to supply them with petroleum products till 2031. They have been supplying the Ministry of Defense with petroleum products since 2014, and part of their agreement was to ensure relevant infrastructure are in place to fulfill their obligation towards the contract.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, Enercon account has not been paid up to date, paid up due to non-payment from the Ministry of Defense. Enercon Namibia has then agreed that NAMCO take over their asset to cover their debt, whereby 25 million Namibia dollar will be allocated to current Enercon debt.
Okay, then next. But later, before, while you are there, yesterday you dealt with an amount that immediately came from the purchase price and paid your debt. Was it 25 million or was it more than that?
25 million.
So initially, does that mean that initially, internally, it appears the suggestion was 25 million should go towards your debt?
Yes.
But ultimately they benefited, 35 million was paid?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Then go to read out the content at page 272.
Additionally, NAMCO would like to become a preferred supplier to the Ministry of Defense in the long run, and through acquiring this asset, it will put NAMCO in a favorable position for future business relations with the Ministry of Defense.
Okay, now, here NAMCO, I'm not saying they are committing an offense. They are doing their work, fine. When the NAMCO officials say NAMCO would like to become the preferred supplier, in other words, to take your position to the Ministry of Defense in the long run, this business idea, this business policy, commit any crime to cause them to come up with this policy?
No, not at all.
But is it your business if they want to take you away from business and take over? Your business?
No, not at all. A fuel company, they would want clients, they want liters, they want volumes for them to get their income and make profit.
But if you have...
It's up to them, not up to Enercon.
But you are a businessman. At that point, if the offer from NAMCO looks good and you are happy about it, was there any law in Namibia that prohibit you from presently welcome it and embrace it and sign
up? At all.
And then go on.
The feasibility study results were favorable in acquiring the assets of Enercon Namibia worth 53,212,000 Namibia dollars. NAMCOR has made provision for this takeover in the current financial year's budget. Therefore, no debt financing is required.
Yes, now, things are being revealed here. In fact, it appears even in the budget, this idea was already there. Did you have anything to do with NAMCOR to have budgeted for taking over for your asset, right in your asset, title and interest?
No.
Did you commit any crime in relation thereof?
No, sir.
In fact, do you even have to be ashamed of accepting a business deal, lucrative as it is?
No, not at all.
Yes, then read.
In addition, an external valuation of the asset was valued at 55,346,734. However, NAMCOR opted to go by the internal valuation of 53,212.
This is quite very extraordinary important in this case. So this paragraph says it appears they also have somebody from outside to value, but that somebody put your asset at a higher price. What is the price then?
It appears here as 55,346,734.
And NAMCOR want to shortchange you. What are they saying? Read that sentence which starts with however.
However, NAMCOR opted to go by the internal valuation of 53 million.
Okay, so is that which of the value was taken? Is it the higher one or the?
The lower one.
The lower one?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then, finalize the document.
Approval request due to the urgency of the asset takeover to ensure we reduce our current outstanding debt and closer.
You left a word there.
Yeah. Due to the urgency of the asset takeover to ensure we reduce our current outstanding debt and get closer to the Ministry of Defense contract as a preferred primary supplier, the Sales and Marketing Department will hereby like to request the approval hereof.
Now, things are now coming up. Now, NAMCOR wanted to get closer to the Ministry of Defense contract as a preferred primary supplier. Do you know why the state is now accusing you of making misrepresentation in relation to 53 million when you were never involved in determining the amount, when you did not approach them? They offered. Do you know why?
No, not at all. I don't know.
Okay, and then?
Then the cost, Namibia dollar, 53,212,000 Namibia dollar. Conclusion. The Sales and Marketing Department herewith kindly request that the Managing Director approve the above request.
And then?
There are signs.
Okay, let me just ask you, hold on.
Sorry, sir.
Then there are five people who signed on behalf of NAMCOR. Say them.
They are Olivia Dunaski, Commercial Manager.
Okay, hold on. Commercial Manager. Where is Olivia Dunaski?
She's here.
Accused number four.
Yes.
Okay, and name another one.
Supported by Cedric Velemse, acting executive supply and logistics.
Where is Cedric Velemse?
Is there.
Accused number two. Yes. Go on to the next one.
Supported by Davis Mamposa, acting executive sales and marketing.
Where is David Mamposa?
He's not here.
Do you know why?
No, I don't know.
Okay, but he approved.
He approved here. Yeah?
I'm not saying he must be arrested. I'm just asking. Others are here. Things are challenged, really shocking. Go on.
Recommended by Nesta Shefeni, okay. Executive Engineering.
Where is Nesta Shefeni? Is he in the dock?
No, he's not here.
In fact, who recommended this deal? There, if you can read, who instigated others to approve? Who recommended?
The recommendation came from the marketing sales and marketing department.
No, read there where Nesta Shefen. What did he do?
Nesta Shefen is executive engineering. Yeah, recommended. He is the one that recommended this.
Okay. And then number five?
Number five, you're approved by Manuel Mulunga, managing director.
Okay. So these four people, David Mafosa, Olivia Dunaiski, and Cedric Velemse, is it then correct, according to this document, they approved a recommendation from Chef Eni?
Yes, that's how it appears here.
Okay. The rest I will deal with the investigating officer when he comes to testify. Now, remember, we spoke about, the document speaks about an outside valuation which put the asset at over 55 million. Remember?
Yes, sir.
If you go to page 273, if you can just identify the document.
This is C Consulting Engineer. C. I'm seeing.
Yeah, it's like
C
Consulting Engineer, Project Manager.
Project Manager and Consulting Engineer.
Okay, I just wonder. You are being accused of fraud. What is the inquiry of that outside person? What is the name there?
The inquiry is JFD Everson.
Do you know Everson? Mr. No. Everson?
No, no. Not at all.
I'm asking the younger one to check the name, sorry. My eyes.
Which
now? The names at the bottom, your worship. I'm failing to. Yes, there is HP Hriev, engineer.
The names at the bottom, where?
Of the page 273, like in the letterhead, usually at the bottom, your worship, you see where it's written ASAN.
Yes.
Then there are names, three engineers are listed. I'm struggling, except Mr. Hriev. Oh, the first one is Everson. And Hriev. Oh, okay. And this one is M. Sanyauka, engineer. Do you know those engineers?
No. No.
Did you work because we are facing you are facing allegation of fraud invasion of the amount? Did you speak to them or influence them when they did as independent parties commissioned by NAMCO? Did you influence them?
No, sir.
Okay, then identify the subject.
Attention, Mr.
No, the subject. I'm saying the subject.
The subject. Asset evaluation for National Defense Forces commercial installations in Namibia.
Okay, then let's just go to the page. I just want to. We know that it's over 55 million. And then it's signed by Everson at the end.
Yes.
And then the NAMCO is told to note the following three things are listed. You see that? At page 274.
Yes.
Oh, there's one, two, three.
The following.
Yes. I don't want you to read. It's fine. I will. Okay. And then, obviously, the assets are listed. And you have confirmed that those are the assets that you funded yourself with 58 million. Is that correct? Just. Check, and take your time. It's 43, but client paid 58 million.
Yes. It's 43. Why are you?
No. It was a statement. It was. Yeah. It's not in the document, Your Worship. I'm just saying to the witness. To verify whether the asset, the outside consultant, he did an evaluation in relation to the asset that the Enercon ought to have purchased at 43 million, but ended up paying 58 million.
Yeah, I'm just seeing the 83,000 liter cubic tank.
Yes, yes.
That was not
83.
Yeah, 83.
Which page are you at?
Page 277.
277. Number what?
Number three.
Number three?
Yeah.
So you are saying...
Before you proceed, Mr. Nomanja, I thought you were at page 274, after the note. Or did you move from
the... Yes, yes, yes. We are at 277, Your Worship. The witness is just saying, Your Worship, that number three at page 277?
Yeah.
What are you saying there?
3,000... liter tank.
Yeah.
Those tanks were not funded by Enercon.
Okay.
Those were funded by the Ministry of Defense.
Okay. So it's a correction you are making.
Yes, it's a correction that
maybe probably why the amount is higher, 55 million, but they will come and explain.
Yeah.
So but be that as it is, in the time you have, you were able to get out 80. But did they consult you with this list when they were doing?
No, no.
They didn't consult you?
No.
Okay. And now, I will then, before I move to the bail factors and demonstrate that there is absolutely no reason for you to have been arrested and to be in custody, I just want to move to the second last part of my cross-examination, which is the charges themselves. And for that, Your Worship, may I ask the court to take the second bundle. Which has the act. Mr. Elindi, you complained bitterly yesterday and today about being charged with some of the offenses that do not even exist in POCA and ACC and confusing charges. Because of that, first, I want us to go to the charge sheet, identify which sections were you charged with, and then go to the Act, see what the Act creates. And then we will go to the allegations in the indictment. May we start at page 14, Your Worship?
Yes.
Okay. I think I gave a bundle. Did you? Too? Okay. I have provided our colleagues for convenience. Okay. First of all, let's start with fraud. Fraud, is it a statutory offence? Only if you know, or is it a statutory offence, or is it a common law offence? So it's not. So it's not in the ACC Act or POCA. It's a common law offence. Okay. Now, we go to page 15. Count, it's the alternative to count 34. You see that?
Yes, sir.
It's false pretenses. You see that?
Yes.
Is it a common law offence or a statutory offence?
Still a common law offence.
Okay, so it is not in the POCA and it's not in the Anti-Corruption Act?
No.
Okay. Then, if you go to count 35, what is the section that the state say you contravened?
Section A and B.
Of what?
Section 34, A and B, read with section 32 and 49.
Okay, no, it's important. The first section is the other one, something else. But so it's 34, A and
B.
Of what? Anti-Corruption Act.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, first of all, did the investigating officer tell you that section 34 create two offenses. One is A, one is under B. Did the investigating officer tell you why you are charged with two? Why the state did not choose one?
No.
Did they not tell you? Did they advise you that Section 34 actually is not a section where you can just charge somebody with 34 A and B? You must choose which one. Did they not advise you?
No, they didn't.
Okay, let's go to 34, just to for context. Your Worship, if we can move to page 34, is it page 55? 55? Mr. Erindi, you are a lawyer. Please read out that section which create two different offenses under A and B. Just read it out first.
Section 34 says a person commits an offense who directly or indirectly, corruptly offer, gives, or agrees to give to any person, whether for the benefit of that person or any other person, any gratification.
Okay.
As,
yeah, okay. Any gratification as then A one, yes.
An inducement to do or to omit doing anything.
Okay, just hold them there. So the gratification under A is where it is an inducement to do or omit to do something.
Yes, sir.
So in Oshiwambo we say owenda. You induce somebody, you give him $50 to for a security guard not to do his work at the gate.
Yes.
Is that the...
Yeah, that's how
okay. Okay, and it say, or. Oh. It's an option. B, read it out.
A reward for having done or having omitted to do anything.
Okay, now, do you note as I do that in B, it's a reward for having in the past done.
Yes.
Do you note that? That the yes. word done is used, which is different for the word do in A.
Yes.
Or having omitted to do anything. You note that?
Yes.
Again, in the past, for having omitted to do anything.
Yes, sir.
But it's a reward.
Yes.
Not an inducement.
No.
Okay. Now, since the charge said you contravened 34 A and B, let's go to the allegation, these confusing allegations which make no sense at all at that charge. We go back to page, Your Worship, it's page
15. Yes.
Let's then see, can you read out the essential, now the averment, why they are saying you contravened?
In that between 20 to 21 July 2022, I guess there are also some mistakes here, the accused person did directly or indirectly and corruptly.
Okay, just hold on there. And the accused person in this matter, do they refer to Enekon?
No, they are referring to Peter Elindi.
Okay. So to you individually, yes, go on.
Directly or indirectly and corruptly offer money in the amount of 2.5 million
yes.
to Cornelius Petrus Velemse
yes.
and Jennifer Hamkwaya,
yes.
employees of NAMCOR,
yes.
as an inducement
yes.
for having abused.
Okay, just stop there.
As an inducement.
As an inducement for having. Let's go back to page, to the offenses, to page 55. Was it 55?
Yes, 55.
Again, A, an inducement work with, just read A again.
Inducement to do.
To do.
Or to omit do. Doing okay. anything.
Okay, B, read out B.
A reward for having done or having omitted to do anything.
So be in the past.
Yes.
Okay, let's go to the charge. So then they say now it's an inducement
for
to continue
an inducement for having abused their office and or position in facilitating the purchase of the 9 service station and subsequent payment of an amount of 53,212,000
by
NAMCO.
First of all, we know now that there is that internal recommendation made by Chef Eni.
Yes.
Remember?
Yes, sir.
Ms. Hamukwaya is on that recommendation she approved with others. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And Mr. Velemsa is also on that recommendation.
Yes, sir.
Did you, prior to that, when you would look at Section 34A, did you, prior to that, as an inducement to do or to not to do anything, give out an amount of 2.5 million to them so that they approve that transaction, and which resulted in an offer to Enego?
No, I don't even know what they are talking about.
First of all, have you ever given an amount of 2.5 million?
No.
Do you know what they are talking about and why they are not specific that it's on the 20th of July or 21, why they are not specific on a date?
Yeah, I'm just amazed to see this, but I haven't given any to
Niamh. Okay, they are saying it's you. They are not saying it's Enekon, but let's be preemptive. Did Enekon ever pay this amount to any one of them to induce them?
No.
Do you know where they are taking this?
No, I don't know.
Did the investigating officer, when he arrested you, did he advise you of this offense?
No.
He did not discuss about this?
No, not at all.
But do you know that in terms of the Namibian constitution, he's required at the arrest to inform you fully of what you committed? Do you know that?
Simply read those articles. Many of those articles, he read those articles.
What do you mean, article? Articles or sections?
Section. He read these sections.
What do you mean? It's shocking. Are you saying he just said you contravened Section 34 without telling you what you did?
No. There was nothing of these details were in that warrant of arrest.
But then you were not informed of what you did as required in the Constitution. Do you know why he should just quote sections without telling you the underlying allegations at your arrest?
It's difficult to imagine how people do things.
Okay, but we know now this amount were generated, were caused, and were crafted by NAMCO itself. Did you induce anyone, forget about Hankwaya and Velemse, at NAMCO?
No.
Okay, they choose an inducement, but when they are talking about having in the past, so they are confused. Let's talk about a reward. Did you reward anybody?
No. B. No.
Okay, then let's go to the next charge. Is 35.3 counts 36. Your worship is at page 15. What is the section that they are saying you contravened?
Is it section, count 36 now?
Yes.
A contravention of section 35(3)(a) and (b).
Again, of Anti-Corruption Commission.
Yes.
Let's go there and check. Your worship, if you can go to page 55. First of all, do you know why they would not choose one? They would say A and B. Do you know why?
No, I've got no idea.
Okay. And they say it's 35.3 A and B, and that is at page 56, your worship. 56. Can you read out section 35.3 A and B?
section... 36.
Mr. Erindi, this is very important to your case.
Is it 36 or 35?
It's 35.3, your worship, A and B.
Yeah.
And it's at page 56. Yes. Mr. Irindi, when I speak, you look at so that you look either at court or so that you see that I'm looking for your attention. Can you read 35.3 that page 56 and slowly, because this is important to showing that you were charged with things that do not make sense, as you told me. Read up.
Three say a person commits an offense who knowingly gives to an agent.
Stop there. So that is one. No, who knowingly give to an agent is a person giving to an agent. Okay, and it's a or other option.
Being an agent knowingly uses.
Okay, I just want to ask you, does B use the word give?
No.
What verb does it use?
It uses an agent.
Being an agent knowingly?
Knowingly uses.
Uses, okay. Can you then read the next, read it slowly, please.
Any uses, any receipt.
Receipt one, yes.
Account
two.
Or other document.
Yes.
In respect of which the agent's principal.
The agent's principal.
Is interested.
Yes.
And which contains any statement.
Okay, just hold on there. Which contains, and that referred to a receipt, account or what? An O? I'm going back to what you read. Yes. Any receipt? Account?
Account or other document.
Yeah, okay.
In respect of which
the agent's
principal.
Yes.
Is interested.
And
which contains.
Yes, the word contains. Just hang on. Highlight the word contains, which contains.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Book speaks about a person who gives to an agent. B speaks about an agent who knowingly uses a receipt or account or a document. Now, let's go to what they are saying in the charge against what you just read out.
Contravention of Section 35.
That is at page 15. Read out. 15. Yeah, now read out the allegation.
In that on or between 8 July 2022 and May 2023, there and at or near Windhoek in the district of Windhoek, the accused being an agent of Enercon.
Oh, okay, just hang on there. It appears they took B. You'll go back to page 56.
Yes. Being an agent.
Just hang on. It says a person commit an offense who, being an agent, knowingly uses, then it goes on, in which the principal has an interest.
Yes.
Okay, so they took an agent and they are saying your principal is Enercon.
Yes.
Okay, then go on.
Being an agent of Enercon Namibia Pty Limited accepted the commercial offer
by
Namco to sell the 9 service station while he knew that his acceptance of the commercial offer was false, as he could not sell the 9 service stations, as the said 9 service stations were encumbered to the Ministry of Defense and Veteran Affairs due to a 15-year agreement signed on 15 September 2016, and thus the accused person could not say.
Jesus. Now, when you go back to the charge, this charge is meant B. They took the one of an agent, of a principal. It's Enecon. Did Enecon ever complain that you as an agent used an account, a receipt, or other document in which your principal, being Enecon, had an interest, which was false, defective, or erroneous in a material respect?
No.
Did Enecon?
No, sir.
But does it even make sense that the principal is also accused in this proceeding?
No.
Is yesterday, didn't they tell you that Enecon is an accused person?
Yes.
Do you know why Enecon, if you are charged with using a document which is false, in which your principal has an interest, why Enecon is also an accused?
I wouldn't know. It's unfortunate.
Okay, where in this charge, go back to page 15, where does it say, where does it identify in a particular receipt, a particular account, or a particular document which is said to contain the word, I said, highlight the word contain.
Yes.
At page, go back to page 56.
Yes. Contain.
Which contains any statement. Now,
yeah.
With that in mind, go back to page 15. Where does the state identify the document which contain an erroneous, a false, and defective information in material respect?
It's not here.
Do you know why you have to be charged with a certain section, but the allegations are at odds with the section?
I cannot say. I cannot understand this.
Let me understand again. Did the investigating officer go and meaningfully explain this, or he just quoted the section, as you say?
Section.
No wonder. Then let's go to the next offense to demonstrate that there is no case whatsoever against you. That is count number 37. What section are you alleged to have contravened?
They say in that during July.
No. Page 15.
Yes.
Identify the section you are alleged to have.
Yes. Contravention of section 45(1)(b).
Okay. Of the Anti-Corruption Act.
Yes, sir.
Let's go and find it, what it says. Assist me. 45 is at page 60, Your Worship.
Yes.
And they choose B, they didn't choose A. Can you read 45B?
45B. They simply say...
You started the person, you started 45?
Yeah, 45. A person commits an offense who, directly or indirectly, whether on behalf of himself or herself, or on behalf of any other person...
Yes, then they choose B, ignore A because they didn't rely on A.
Uses or causes... to be used or receive, holds, control, or conceal any property or any part thereof.
And it's continue then.
Which was obtained as gratification or derived from the proceeds of any gratification obtained in the commission of an offense under this chapter.
And so an offense, listen to me, an offense under this chapter. So it must be a gratification derived from a proceed of an commence of an offense under this chapter. Let's just check what chapter is. Your Worship, that is at page 52. Chapter 4. 52. What is the chapter there?
Chapter here is...
At the bottom?
Yeah.
What is that chapter?
Corrupt practices and penalties.
What number is it?
Chapter 4.
And it's about?
It's about corrupt practices and penalties.
Okay. So now let's then go to the charge whether they are saying you committed an offense, you received gratification derived from an offense committed under that chapter. Read out at page 16 on the top.
Say, in that during July 2022, at or near Windhoek in the district of Windhoek, the accused did directly or indirectly, whether on behalf of himself or on behalf of any other person and or entity to wit, Enercon Namibia Pty Limited received an amount of 53,212,000.
Which was?
Yes.
Read.
Which was obtained as gratification or proceed of fraud or money laundering.
But fraud, is it an offense under Chapter 4?
No.
Money laundering, is it an offense in terms of the Anti-Corruption Act under Chapter 4?
No, sir. It's under...
Do you know why the state is manipulating? The law says, go back to 56, why they are replacing the wording of a statute to suit them. Go back to page 56.
Yes.
Is it 56? No. It's 45 at page 60. Now, I want to read you to read the last part that you read, which start which was obtained.
Which was obtained as gratification or derived from the proceed of any gratification of any gratification obtained
in the
commission of an offense under
this chapter. Now, do you know why the state, despite the law tearing them, that person can only be charged if gratification is from an offense committed under Chapter 4, they would replace something else and put fraud, which is a common law offense.
I wouldn't understand that.
And money laundering, which is poker offense, not corruption.
I wouldn't understand that.
With the greatest respect. Now, you have complained that you were charged with offenses that do not exist. The next offense they charge you with, if you look at page 16, count 38.
Yes.
What is it? Just read it.
Contravention of section 46A, B, and C.
B, C.
Yes.
Now, they took A, B, and C. Let's go to page 60. Your worship, page 60. Now, section 46 creates three different offenses. Can you read them?
46, person who, A, attempts to commit an offense under this chapter.
Okay, just hang there. The first offense, it's up to the state to choose, is about if you attempt. You didn't complete. You wanted to give somebody a bribe, maybe, to induce him, and you didn't. It's an attempt. Did the investigating officer inform you that you attempted to do something, to give a bribe or to do something in terms of the Anti-Corruption Act, and you didn't succeed, so that you are charged with attempt?
No.
Do you know why the state is putting it up in the list to make it bigger and bigger and many, many?
No, I wouldn't understand.
Okay, you'll go to the next one, B.
Conspires with any other person to commit an offense under this chapter or...
Okay. Okay, just hang on. Under this chapter, does the section talks about or any other offences in common law and so forth?
No.
Okay, then.
Abets.
Yes.
Induces, incites, or commands another person to commit an offence under this chapter.
Did you command? Did you abet anybody? To maybe you are that strong and very frightening person. Did you command anybody to commit an? While you keep a back back seat.
No, sir, not at all.
But by this time, you should have been informed who that person is. Were you informed?
No.
But then let's go to the offense at page 16.
In that, between October 2021 until December 2022, the accused wrongfully and unlawfully conspired with Jennifer Mkwaya, Cornelius Petrus Velems, Olivia Grace Dunaiski, employees of NAMCO and representative of EcoFuel Investment CC and Quality Meat Supply CC by inducing another person to whip NAMCO staff members here enlisted to commit the offenses to whip fraud, theft, false pretense, and money laundering.
Okay, now, remember the offense said you must command or induce a person to commit an offense under Chapter 4. These offenses, fraud, theft, under false pretense, and money laundering, are they under Chapter 4 of the Anti-Corruption
Not
Act?
Not at all.
But anyway, we now know the picture. There were many people who were involved, including Sherfeni and another person who, Rico Maposa. Do you know why their names are not here? They are saying you commanded, you instigated Jennifer, Cornelius, and Dunaiski, only three, and Mr. Murunga is not even there. Sherfeni is not there. Maposa is not there. Do you know why?
No, I wouldn't know.
So if you did not then induce Mr. Murunga, do you know why he is in the dock with you and why he's not being blamed here?
I don't know. I wouldn't know, sir.
And then count 39. What is the section they are complaining of that was contravened?
It's contravention of section 4B, Roman 1 and Roman 2.
Okay, just hang on there. Of what?
Of the anti-corruption.
No.
Of the prevention of organized crime.
That is poker. That
yes.
is poker.
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's go there. They are saying 4B, Roman 1 and 2. 76. I want you to... People think that we are bluffing. They said you contravened 4B, Roman 1 and 2. B, Roman 1 and... And two. Those are two different offenses. Can you just read them out?
Yeah.
You start on at the top. Any person?
We are 76 or 77?
76.
Okay. They say any person who knows or ought to reasonably to have known that property is or forms part of proceeds of unlawful activities and
they skipped B. They didn't rely on B on yes. A rather.
Okay.
It's B. So read B.
B performs any other act in connection with that property, whether it is performed independently or in concert with any other person, and that agreement, arrangement, transaction, or act has or is likely to have the effect.
Okay, no, slow down there. Yeah. That agreement, arrangement, transaction or act has or is likely to have the effect. Those effects, can you then say them under Roman 1
Roman
and 2?
Roman 1, of concealing or disguising the nature, origin, source, location, disposition, or movement of the property or its ownership, or any interest which anyone may have in respect of that property.
Roman
2, enabling or assisting any person who has committed or commits an offense, whether in Namibia or elsewhere.
Yes, go.
To avoid prosecution or to remove or dismiss.
Diminish
any property acquired directly or indirectly as a result of the commission of an offense.
Okay, just add on the second Roman 2, is it correct that is about enabling or assisting any person who has committed an offense, either in Namibia or elsewhere, to avoid prosecution or to remove or to diminish any property acquired directly or as a result of commission of an offense? Is it correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let's then go to these poor allegations at page...
Page 16 still.
Yes. Can you just read out the allegation itself?
Count
39, the allegation itself.
In that between the period October 2021 to December 2022, at or near Windhoek in the district of Windhoek, the accused received an amount of $53,212,000 for the sale of the 9 service stations from NAMCOR, which $53,212,000 Namibia dollar, the accused knew or ought to reasonably to have known that it formed part of the proceeds of unlawful activities, because when the accused received the aforesaid amount, he knew that he was not a position to sell the said service station.
Okay, but that is a repetition of other offenses. Go back to that section of POCA we dealt with. Where does this offense talk about you disguising any property?
Not at all.
As the charge in POCA says?
No.
Does it identify a particular property that you disguised the nature, the origin, or ownership in terms of section 45, subsection 1B, Roman 1?
No.
Okay, now, remember the Roman 2. What does it deal with it again? Just go back to at page 76.
Mm-hmm.
Just read of enabling. Effect of enabling Roman 2.
Roman 2, of enabling or assisting any person who has committed or commits an offense, whether in Namibia or elsewhere, to avoid prosecution or to remove or diminish.
Okay, fine. Yes. Go back to page 16. Does this charge even identify a person you assist to avoid prosecution or to remove from Namibia a property?
No.
Does it even say a name, any other name here?
No.
With greatest respect, did the state even came close to tell you what exactly are they talking about here?
No, not at all, sir.
And lastly, before we leave for a small break, Let's go deal with alternative count to count 39. What is are you alleged to have contravened?
Section 6B, Roman 1
and
2.
Of what?
Of the Prevention of Organized Crime Act.
Okay, mind your language. Section what?
6B, 1.
Roman
1
and Roman 2.
And Roman 2.
Let's go to the section to see whether such an offense exists in Namibia. Go to page 77.
Yes.
They say you contravened section 6B, Roman 1 and 2. Does it exist? Look at section 6.
It says...
No, I'm asking, does...
No.
Does there exist B, Roman 1 and 2?
No, not at all. There is...
Do you know why they are charging you with things that do not, are not even in the law?
I wouldn't know why.
Somebody will have to account in a civil court malicious prosecution, I can tell you. Your Worship, I see my client is honestly, sugar level is very low, even myself. If we can ask for a short break, you know, maybe 10, 15 minutes.
We're going to take 10 minutes break. Can we make it strictly 10 minutes?
Okay, that's the court, please.
The court adjourns.
Yes, sir.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Enchangwe vaterezi valona nsepakuli kafera ko muluterize muzuire hande ke mizuzu getano yesi alezi kuli lukone kukena mahola ya voveli stongwa nisona kisefa ni sife sivaka sa kumizusa hamocholo ni kumi amhera kapa kumi lumerisa en agensa kuli Hansepi kulilukava ni programu yalna ya sizu masalicho ni kacheno wa kengisamuze ko osweli kweza hala.
Yeah. Kuna kuli.
Which mic are you using? Okay. I'm over there a little bit.
Sure. I'm sky munya.
Okay. Sita moto ha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay. Semo to hala.
Yeah, mulumela si chaba sai sukuma lupela kwa fela. Mi lu hamo ni amsa lotwi. Lu hamo ki muzeko wo so iko za hala kwanu. Mane ki pai vizako ki ki hearing.
Hearing Maslow's king. Hearing Maslow's king.
Bail application hearing.
Oli babata kuzwa matolongo, vae kwande, kori tafazaba nasikona kuze kwenge vainzi fande.
Eni, kono, sesa yikuweza alafaa ki, yewa weza masiku wa kuliki cross-examination. Kona kuliki kufuzakiwa, bo Thomas Hango Erindi, basoli vavuzakiwa ki mubuski,
Mwe meri wabona.
Yena sisa na manje. Kwa na kuli waseku bozaki wali puzo. Waseku fafupaki. Mi yaseku wabuzaka wali puzo ki mwe meri wa mlao. Mwe meri wabona wa mlao. Kwa na kuli. Tiva kupile kuva maka pumulo nyana. Kamizuzu nyana. Mi hangi hangi baka kuta. Vazwele pili hape. Mi luteni mwanu.
Mwadisipi.
Ni bwana kuli ni kamu somto ye kazi kazwele pili.
Ne.
Na hewa wako na halamane kiviki kafira.
Mane kufana hala kuli eni kazwe la pidiviki kaofela. Kwa na mwaku kwa na hala.
Kwa ni bo rindi ya kipo na vano so baka hava teni. Ni vava mchwalu baka hava.
Hai kuli kaofela hava na vava. Kaofela hava na vava lova pidivaluke la kubuzaki walipuzo. Chole, mane nevele fukuna ni ona nifuze puzo ye mavani. Kaofela hava na vava lova pidivaluke. Bayeme wa kimutu alimungi.
Iko na kubachwalu. Kona kuba kuli mwendi kiva emeli wangata chole na mwendi kona kuba mwemeli yomuhulu kapa kwa mwemeli hawa tuka ufela ya kona
kauri kuna ni anani vuza mavani senu mwvulela lea hani na andeli serifa
ya kona kona hana
faa puzo ya hao yeo ya kuli chole fasisa na manje uyemeli hawa tuka ufela valo vaperi vava enzi mastoksi kapachwani
ya kona kukona hana.
Mm.
Ni yako na kubachwalo.
Aha.
Ni kona haloyo na iteng. Kona kuli probability kapa possibility. Masi lo zibu yako liki kona halo.
Awa, kiritava.
Nika utohala. Kiritaba. Mi kafa 5 past 12. Kapa chwalo baka kona kuzwe la pili. Kakule sikimi nikimi zuzwe li shumi. Fuku mivalo fanga baba. Bazema basele isanga. Yonana kwa ya Afrika. Albuza kulike Afrika.
Eni fuku mvali ye hanga mani. Fuku mvali ye hanga.
Ni kona kulingambo yone sona kubate ni maavani. Lui kachezi kilize kachenu. Mi hape kachenu vana kwa yahuna kwa yava niona. Mi Luka mizivisa. Ni wata kusinganyika kulikanti. Wewa kwa naku itenga maliketsa ze kibomanyi uli. Kibomanyi. Kuliso kubona ala kuli. Li politikisi vata wavo za kuli. Sebo vata ma CV. Vai papati. Baba itakaleza kuipapata mavu kuvama councillors vali kopano.
Oh, se va tokwa CV.
Kuguto likopano zengu litokwa kuli mu CV ya mina.
Mhm. Kako likimu sevezi?
Kuli kuvabone kuli kana mwakona luli kuya sevezi za sichava. Munani zibo ya wakapa buchazi, wakapa munani mata, wakapa munani liano leo. La ukona kuya sevezi za sichava.
Mhm. Fani kwa kale nevaye zanga chuan?
Kwa kukini tofiri mtu fela iwa keta ya hapo na hala fela kuli yeni never seen anto never seen anza za Margaret 12 zi yao zinu babata.
Oh,
kubwana fela mubasu hapo kapa muba PDM kwa ni kwa miima zibahala hande kuba kanzibu kapa nevaiza anga chwani kwa kuba keta batuba kuri mukete mukete wa boy dinalisa
wa boy dinalisa ke babai
niko na kuri wa boy dinalisa niko basazi bikubara kubona fera kibanto mwa baketa kiba kima kiba
kopa no ya
abazi biskuwa kima kansela yeah abaka yo fita kwanzi baji Chivayo kini kisikuwa sakulo baka. Yeni. Amboni vonto. Bo usiko kwa nikuli. Babule lakuli, we will have election in the previous years coming.
Na babule la mani?
Nearly interview and zero pay
never. Yes, the moment.
Ki kuma 2016, 2017.
Ah,
well, we will have election in the previous years coming.
Bona wakuzi za mazazi ya wana tuwa inzifera kwa kwali business za wana.
Yeni.
Usko.
Yeni. Kona kuli. Yawa. Lije siwa kupa. Siwa kupa kuli move ni. Mwe ni grade 12. Mwisema CV ya mina.
Ki grade 12 ni ingisese mwe?
Ya ki grade 12. Fela iba. Kona la kwenye upile kwa kwa liko panu zengu. Nye. Nye. Kona kuli. Kili taba.
Encha. Alu kautwa.
Neni vata kupa vantu. Voli fara za kwa andi kufonala. Voli fara za kwa andi. Nisilozi hawa zibi. Kutipu bahulezi mwanu.
Mleni.
Yeni kutipu bahulezi mwanu. Kila pili kutupe mtu ya sara kwa andi kufulea silozi.
Yazo kwa haya. Mwane vaten. So hava kuli hava sika. Vapepezwi mo. Skolo vas kenezi mo hape silo zvayo tutela sona kakai.
Ene, ma vambo kwa nevani vani.
Utata.
Vule asu vambo.
Mm.
Ene, hawa zivi mane. Vahulezi mwanu. Patuwe vahulezi mwanu. Hawa koni kubule asu vambo. Ene. Nizoka tena mudama la chwana. Ha? Nini koma kile? Usipampu muna silozi manesi. Yumbe la kwani? He. Ha? He. Ha? Ha? kuna ni muvambo yane ni katani ni yana muvambo yane uniko makisize yane ha kala kupolea sikuwa nyama sisi tile uli mtoto hape sake na masiburu hao mwani sainzi mga hitla mezenga mwude kumuse mwude hao wena mutu ha mwani sali angani kena akena na masiputu kisi Chwe na Alex satu mtochwana, soe neze ntoo kafumana kaka mwaniku toka leka. Chwe hali ofita, taxi driver so kutuwa nifoninga ya kuni, Mutu yani, nane mupo ni andimina. Ha, mutu yani kili shori, lili tuna. Seneli, ha,
wana havele la mishobo.
Mina niko mokile kuli mutu yani, mishobo kaufela wifu manikai. Ha? Yee. Yeah. Kirisho ile lituna.
Ah, lutas, ah, ma vane li kozi ma proceedings a kesi ya namko. I think koma kesi kao fera ye kesi ye wanara kuli iwanara kutari stok fera kesi ya mamua wa mulaka fera wani. Akuli yo defense lawyer yo wawo wosana manje. Askai nera kare kuka mama viacha bata bana, baba ni mbadiki. Oo ni akuli chwalo, baba ebele ba moso ni bana, ni bana bana akuli a baza sraiza, baza ba mchele zia bana. Tere kwa tere kesi. Uwane kuli iya kai. Masara wa dakata vireishi. Kwa wana kwa kari puro babani zindu wapu za kiwa babu, babu, babu ni mazikisi wa bale. Aha, wana kuli zemuli puzo, zemuli puzo nese ziba kaya. Zemuli puzo nese ziba kaya. Jalo zili mwaka li zati, mwaka kaya zati, mwaka kaya zati, endi bondo. Wosta na manje. Nako hai nzeia. Kwa kaa za kifeni kazi na hichu wani. Kwa numa wane ni wani usta manna manje. Nesfari ya kuno halaze ya la. Iyo ya la ya. Uzu hai taa kuye na. Wana kuno zi alaba. Kwa nyi wabula kule. Ako otie kutu ya ipa ya la. Ika wabele na mwini. Zara haa. Luka wana kesi ya maikaza na ya la.
Sure.
Because I think yeah, come on, case come Kana. He was not a good. He can't tell you how
old.
It's a man in the air after that short.
Ah, now I wanna face the car.
Yeah, car. I wanna go. Yeah,
after never even after after Kapumolonya na Kamizuzu.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Ah, can't tell you the rest of the ultimate Zamaera.
Yeah, sure.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Enshangwe, mi selukave lu kutezi, kubona hala kuli kereva yo kuta kwa kapu molonyana, ka mizuzu yeri shumi. Yeni. Halu utoka pa kereva kala kubudela. Basa iva akanya.
Yeni, luive efela. Kuli haika akala ikalefela.
E, nini iveile?
E.
Kono kile vae mavo, kutuki wama imbo tomu?
Vama, vavanto,
Vama suri kwa alava.
Kibo pita hango,
yelindi. Pita. Amusika avule la tomu mina.
Nibule zibo pita hango.
Just take your time, Mr.
I cannot find the
vial.
I definitely didn't take it.
elwa utwa sibaka nakubulela
basaba tafailo yavo na kuti havaifumani korwa vasika ishimba
Siba sutelezi fari mangwangwa kuli bakale kubulela
House breaking. You don't understand these things. Okay, your worship. I was just alerted that I may have mistakenly referred to somebody who is not in a recommendation. Page 272 of the new document. Mr. Arindi, page 272, you see there?
Yes, sir.
That is the second page of a memorandum, an AMCOR memorandum. If you go to page 271,
the approval.
That came from Olivia Dunaiski. And if you go to page 272,
yes.
I think we inadvertently referred to accused number three, that she is one of those who signed. Is her name there?
No, sorry.
Her name is not
there. Her name is not
there. So she was not part of the those who may who approved, signed that memo.
Apology.
Okay. So it's an apology if we made a mistake and referred to accused number three. Back to the your worship, to the bundle which had the charge sheet and the two pieces of legislation. Somebody was caught now, but we will give him an opportunity to first explain himself. Okay, and now, Mr. Elindi, count 40. Can you just read this allegation against you?
The accused is guilty of the crime of fraud.
Yes.
Whereas the accused did between October 2022 and December 2022 at or near Windhoek in the district of Windhoek, the spelling normally, they did wrongly, unlawfully, falsely, and with intent to defraud, give out and pretend to NAMCO, A, that he entered into a fuel supply agreement to purchase fuel from NAMCO and agreed to receive funds from the Ministry of Defense and Veteran Affairs in Enecon Namibia Pty Limited account number CHK 8023-5315 20, an account from which Jennifer Hamkwaya, accused number 3, was given signatory power in terms of the said agreement in order to transfer the funds received from the Ministry of Defense and Veteran Affairs, while in fact the said funds were being received in different accounts.
Go on.
He agreed that all purchase order issued by Enecon Namibia Pty Limited to NAMCO shall be accompanied by a government purchase order for the same product and quantity, with invoices stipulating that the funds would be deposited into Enecon Namibia Pty Limited account number CH8023-531520. When this was not the case.
Okay.
may continue.
Okay, now this fraud, it's as I understand, is the charges directed at you individually. Is that the case?
Yes.
First of all, were you in any agreement with NAMCOR in personal and individual capacity? Ever? You as Peter Hango Elindi, were you ever in a corporate contractual relationship with NAMCOR?
No, not at all. Only with Enercon.
Okay. As in what capacity?
In the capacity as director.
Okay. Did the investigating officer discuss with you that for you to charge a director, there is a particular section in the CPA, which is 332 subsection 5. Did the investigating officer rely on that section when he was arresting you?
No. All these charges were not available. All these, the particular as they are here, were not available at the time of arrest.
At the arrest and when you appeared in this court for the first time, were you ever told that you are being charged in official capacity in terms of section 332 subsection 5 of the Criminal Procedure Act?
No, sir.
So that you are criminally liable for the sins of the company?
No, sir.
Do you know why they choose not to rely on section 332 subsection 5? And rather charge you in personal capacity when they know that you never entered in an agreement with NAMCOR. Do you know why?
No, sir.
Okay. Now, this fraud is alleged to have occurred between October 2022 and December 2022. You see that?
Yes, sir.
And they are talking about, your worship, can I ask, my junior just referred me to something. We were given documents today, just when the court was starting. And I forgot that I needed to look at that document. I asked my juniors in the morning to review the document that we were given.
Yeah.
And I just remembered that these charges pertain to some document that we were given, and I didn't get an opportunity to look at that document. If the court has no problem, either I ask for leave to deal with something else, and I then return to this one at the beginning.
That is in order.
Maybe. Can I then, with the leave of court, leave count number 40?
Yes.
And return to it at the conclusion of my cross-examination. Leading of evidence.
Cross-examination of evidence, yes.
leading. Okay, fine, Your Worship. Okay, then I want to ask you in relation to ECHO, what is the other trade?
ECHO.
Yes, let's say it.
Ecofuel is the...
Okay, what do you know that company, corporate entity?
Just,
I'm not taking it from the document, I'm just asking.
Oh, okay. Ecofuel, at the beginning when we... Enercon was supplied by Total, which is now Total Energies, and at one point we had an issue with... limitation in terms of the volumes, and defense needed more volumes.
The
and
voice
hence
is going down.
So we had first it was Total Energies that used to supply us at the beginning of the contract, and later we encountered limitation in terms of volumes. And when MOD volumes were increasing, we needed another supplier to assist with the supply. That is when we entered into a contractual relationship or an arrangement with Ecofuel.
Okay. I want to refer you to the new documents. Your Worship, I would ask the court to turn to page 194 and 218. The new documents, the one we added today, Mr. Elindi. Not the pieces of legislation, not those on your left-hand side. The new documents.
200.
Yes.
194.
Page 194. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Is that the page where there is a petroleum product transportation agreement?
Yes.
Okay. And then another finger of yours must be at page 218. 218? Yes. There is a founding statement of a company, Eco Trading CC.
Yes.
Okay. And then at page 194 is an agreement between Eco Fuel Investment CC and Enercon. You see that?
194.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Sorry. Okay, so, at page Eco Trading CC, are those two different CC? Because the name appear to be different.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, but do you know?
Two.
There is Eco.
I just want to know which two: Eco Fuel
and Eco Trading. Your worship, if you go to 218.
218. Yes.
The founding statement. They say full name of corporation. Eco Trading,
okay.
Which is different from the name at page 194. I just want to establish from the client, is it correct those are two different entities? They may be related, but
yeah.
Are they different?
They are different.
Okay. So do you know them? Who owns them or who are the members of this?
To the best of my ability, Eco Fuel, yes, has been... the MD representing it has been Victor.
Oh, Victor who? The court doesn't...
Sorry, Victor Marimo.
Oh, okay. So that is... and are you aware of that agreement at page 194?
Yes, this agreement I'm aware of.
Okay. What? And if you look at page 217...
Mm-hmm. I'm there on 217.
And when was the agreement entered into?
On the 20th day of January 2017.
Okay. And so I understand it is a transportation agreement. What is it about, Terra?
Yeah, I must admit I haven't read this document for quite some time.
Yes.
As you can see, it's 2017, but it's...
Go to page 200.
Yes, I'm at 200.
What is close... clause 5.
Clause 5, supply of commercial vehicles.
And 5.1?
Eco Fuel agreed to avail commercial vehicle to Enercon and the specification of the vehicle to be used for petroleum product transportation together with the amount payable as specified and agreed upon by the parties and annexed to this agreement as Appendix A.
Okay. So, okay, and let's go to page 220. You said the eco close cooperation, the one that you Enercon entered into a transportation agreement, investment one, is owned by Victor Marima. Let's go to the trading one, which started page 218, but your worship, I'm interested at page 220.
Yes, it's 220.
Who is the member of that CC?
Smaneka Victor Marima.
Okay, is that the same Victor Marima you refer to earlier?
Yes.
Okay, yes, so sir. If that is the case, does it then mean that both Eco Investment and Trading are owned, as far as the document are concerned, by Victor Marima?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Just slow down a bit. Yes. Yes, you can proceed.
Yes, and remember yesterday we spoke about the payment of an amount of 335 million to Enercon as part of the 53 million. Remember we spoke about that?
Yes. Yes, sir.
And we also read the agreement that makes provision that one of the NAMCO's executives must be a signatory to your company's account.
Yes, sir.
May I ask you to go to page 192? Can you identify the document at page 192?
Yes.
Yes, page
192. This is a bank statement for Enercon Namibia.
Okay, just for the court to... Just for the court to follow, remember yesterday you read out two accounts of Bank Windhoek, Enercon's both, and I remember for easy identification, I said one was ending with 520 and the other one with 848. Remember?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, what is this bank statement relates to which account? Can you read it out for court?
This one relates to CHK 802353151520.
So, am I correct to say that is the one that end with 520? Being the joint account you spoke about yesterday?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and that is the account according to the asset purchase agreement in which the 53 million or 35 million would have been paid,
part
of the 53 million.
Yes, sir.
And that is the account where it was stated that immediately if it comes in, it must pay your debts with NAMCO.
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's go to the statement, and I want you to tell the court what was the transaction on the 19th of July 2022, the bigger one, on the 19th of July 2022, reading on the statement.
19th of July, this transaction... 35 million.
Okay.
35 million.
35 million.
Yes.
Okay. What happened on that day? Did it come in or did it go out?
The amount came in.
Yes.
And then on the...
Okay, just for purposes of the record, they... Coming in is transaction number what? Is it transaction number 102?
102, yes. That's
okay.
The one that...
The 35 million credit?
Yes.
Okay. And then... the transaction... Your
102.
Yeah, 102, your worship. I'm referring to a third column from the left.
Yes.
which says TRAN, T-R-A-N code.
Yes,
Your Worship. So, 35 million came in,
and
there was, of course, another 1.5 million that came in.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Can Mr. Namanje just allow his client, a very well-educated client, to testify? Counsel is busy testifying from the volume. The client has the bank statement. He was the shareholder of Enercon, so surely he should be able to take this court through the bank statement rather than counsel informing the client what to say.
With greatest respect, first of all, a bank statement is real evidence. I was thinking that because of time, if I say that you see on credit is 35 million, they will not prejudice. But I will let the client, but I need to direct the client what I want. Otherwise, the client will be reading out everything. And secondly, there must be order in court. The junior cannot, if you are assisting the court process, is that the senior legal practitioner must be the one taking me on. So, but I will leave the client to... But if I want to say transaction 102, Your Worship, there is no way the client will know. For identification purposes, I must lead the client there. But I will try maybe and okay. Just identify with the transaction code.
Okay, then yes. We can proceed.
Now, the transaction 102 you have confirmed is 35 million credit.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I want you to go to transaction, is it 163,
yes.
If I'm correct, Your Worship. Yes, on the 19th, on what date? I don't want to say the date, yes. Even if it is clear. Yeah.
That one now on debit, the 35...
No, give the date to court.
It's not clear on mine here. I think it looks still the 19th of 7.
Yes.
And this amount, a transfer was made out of this account for 35 million.
Okay. Do you know where it was paid to?
It went to account 800030158325.
Okay, and if you go to
page to account, what account number
is 800158325.
Yes, and I want to take you to page 54 of the main document, the yesterday one. 54, page 50. Remember, that is a continuation of today. The main bundle, not the Act of Parliament, the one you were using yesterday.
Yeah, you just go backward on that.
Yes.
54?
54. You see now...
Page 54.
Now, I want you to read out the account... Yesterday you testified, I don't want to waste time, I'm not leading you because you already read it out and explained to court. Yesterday you said when the 35 million amount comes in the joint account, it must be paid to NAMCOR account. Just read out the NAMCOR account in which...
Account name, NAMCOR Petroleum Trading and Distribution Pty Limited, yes. Vinduk Branch, account number 800158325.
Okay, back
business
to
account.
Yes, very good. Then back to page 192. Of today's bundle. Yes, I remember when you were explaining to court, you indicated the number in which the 35 million was transferred out of Enercon account.
Yes.
Can you again read it out?
The number is 163, I guess. The transfer out of Enercon is 163.
That is a transaction code.
Yes.
I'm saying the account in which.
Oh, the account in which the
35 million was paid from Enercon.
Yeah, it was paid from 8023.
From or to?
From. It was paid from account 8023531520.
Yes, but paid where to?
Paid from Enercon.
Yes.
To Namcon.
With which account? Number of Namcon?
The 8000158325.
Yes. Okay. So is that the account that was agreed upon that within one day, when you receive that amount, you must pay it in a particular account?
Yes, sir.
Did you comply with that provision?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, then, I want you to, you see, on the 21st of July, transaction number 155, what is that?
July 155, Namco Benrunduk account, 1 million.
1 million?
1.5 million transaction, yes.
Okay, what does that mean? We don't. Is it,
how much is it?
Transaction 155. Description, yeah. First, let's talk about description. What is the description of that transaction?
It's saying Namco Bank Windhoek account.
Okay, and then debit, what is the amount there?
The debit is 1,500,000.
Just find out where Mr. Namandi is reading. I'm at page 192.
Yes, it's a...
Yes, on the statement.
Yes.
Transaction
155.
Date 21 yes. July. Description is in the middle.
What is the date?
21st July.
21st July.
May I proceed? I'm not too sure. Is that fine?
Just a minute.
Okay. Mr. Elindi, are you there? Still there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, transaction 155 is described as Namco Bank Windhoek account, you say?
Yes.
And what is the amount?
It's 1,500,000.
Did that amount come in Enercon account or left Enercon account?
This amount left Enercon account.
Okay. And then I want you to, again, at transaction... on the 1st of September, transaction 155 again.
Yes.
Are you with me?
Yes.
What is the description?
National Petroleum Corporation.
What is that? What is that?
Enercon main account. It's an amount of 1.4 million, 1,400,000.
Okay. But instantly, offhand, would you be able to remember what that payment was for?
No, I wouldn't remember.
Okay, fine.
I wouldn't.
Okay.
So did this amount come from Enercon or
Enercon
into Enercon's account?
Yeah, the account we are dealing with, Your Worship, is Enercon's account. It came from that account. It's a debit.
To Namco.
Yeah, it is indicated that the description is indicated as National Petroleum Corporation.
Yes.
Okay. Then, on the 13th of September, there is another transaction, 155 again.
Whereby It goes to NAMCO and it's 2 million Namibia dollar.
Okay. And then on the 16th of September?
Another NAMCO Benvinduk, 500,000.
And then on the 25th of October?
There is another transaction of 3,324,198.81 to
NAMCO. Okay. And then just for context, you remember yesterday you spoke about raising money to fund equipment, amongst other from DBN. You spoke about it yesterday or today, this morning, Your Worship.
Yesterday.
Okay. If you look at on the 16th of July, transaction 155, at the page there, you see where
16
where something is described as DBN. Almost in the middle, before window top embroidery.
Is it 192, page 192?
In the 193, sorry. Yes.
What, transaction 155?
Yes. 16 July. 2022?
Yes, I can see this one.
Yeah, what is the description then?
Development Bank of Namibia, 600,000. 600,000.
Okay, and I just want to ask, during that time, 2022, were you still paying off the money you raised from DBN towards constructing the infrastructure at military bases?
Yes, sir.
Or could this be part of the money?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then
I see that it must be ordered. I see my colleague here. Instead of letting the witness, for what purpose was the money? He is actually the one telling the witness that was the money towards the payment of the DBN loan. I think he should actually ask him for what purpose, instead of saying was the money for DBN loan, and then just for the witness to confirm that yes. He should be the one in a position to tell us what the money was for.
Your Worship, there is context. I took the witness to what he said yesterday. And I said, yesterday you spoke about you raising money from DBN and, of course, paying the money. And I simply said, could this money have been there in that respect? It was not leading. It is in context of what was testified already yesterday.
Yes.
As the court pleases.
Yes, but just to let him be the one to put it on record.
As the court pleases. Yes. Then, I want to, there is an amount of 18 million at page, on the 19th, Your Worship, again at page 19, same page, Your Worship, transaction 102, if the court is with me there. You see that? Then there is an indication of an amount. What is the amount? What is the amount there? Let me not say it.
It's page 19th of July, right?
Yes.
There is an amount. Yeah, it's an amount of 38,550.
No, that's not what I'm asking. It's transaction 102. Then 410, 410,
yes.
18 million, 18.2 credit. That's what I'm asking.
Yes, sir.
So what is yes now?
No, I'm saying there is an amount of 18 million that was paid into the Emecon account.
Yes, what is that money for?
That amount is the one that came from NAMCO.
Why did it come from NAMCO?
It came from NAMCO as part of the agreement.
Oh, which agreement?
The agreement of the asset purchase.
Okay, are you saying, is it the same amount you told us yesterday, 35 million, one part in a joint account and 18 million in a different account?
Yes.
That's what you're saying?
Yeah, that is the amount now that came to Eneco.
Okay.
As part of the 53 million.
Let me make it, maybe ask you, if it is part of the purchase price, once it comes in, to whom does that money belong to?
That money belongs to Enercon as it comes into the account of Enercon.
Because?
As part of the sales agreement.
Okay. In respect, obviously, in respect of the 35 million, you said the agreement provided that you must, how you should deal with it.
Yes, provided that we immediately pay the 35 million back to NAMCOR,
mm-hmm.
and then the remaining 18 million is the one that was sent into Enercon's account.
Okay, but did the agreement dictate, like it did in respect of the 35 million, did the agreement with NAMCOR dictate to you and oblige you to how to deal with your 18 million?
No. Not at all, because that was Enercon's resources.
Okay. Now, I see there's some charges referring to an entity called Tonyeka. I'm just interested in transaction 155 on the 19th of
July.
On 19th of July. What could be that? Only if you remember.
The Onyeka is the entity that Enercon has been using for purpose of clearance and forwarding and other administrative items.
What is clearing and forwarding?
Yes, especially when we were busy with the construction of the sites and for the Ministry of Defense. We had to involve a company that does the clearing and forwarding and also the admin thereof.
The admin?
Admin, the administration of the purchasing and procurement of the material.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So is it a close cooperation or is it a PTY?
Close cooperation.
Okay.
Clearing and forwarding what?
Yeah, sometimes when we need to purchase materials that cross border.
Outside, yes.
Okay. Now, of course, I told you today we got your documents from your people outside who are not in custody. Do you remember offhand that payment of 9.5 from Enercon? No, not the 9.5, the 3.6. Rather, your worship. That amount, do you remember for what was it?
Yeah, this amount was paid to Onyeka.
Uh-huh.
It was paid to Onyeka clearance and forwarding.
Yes, I'm saying, do you remember for what?
Exactly right now, I have to, I don't remember it sometimes now.
Okay, but we are in a criminal court.
Yes.
Was this amount paid in relation to any criminal activity?
No. This is the money that Enercon earned as a result of the sale of the assets.
Okay.
Yeah.
But did you pay Onyeka as a bribe, but assuming it was working for government or public entities?
No, not at all. It's a normal transaction.
Okay.
And it's not the first time that we are paying an amount to Onyeka.
Okay.
And that Enercon is paying the amount to Onyeka.
Okay. I'm only interested in criminal activities.
Yes.
But who owns Onyeka?
Onyeka is owned by Malakia and Lydia.
Who is Malakia?
Malakia Elindi, there.
Accused number six?
Yes. And Lydia, accused number seven.
Oh, is that... So, in other words, your brother accused number six and his wife?
Yes.
And if you look add, I will in any way take it up with them when they testify. If you look down, I am also interested in another transaction, 19th of July, your worship. Transaction number is 155.
Just, Mr. Namanja, to clarify, it's a common occurrence when you have transaction within a group and person that are associated to you to do certain activity for you just to reduce cost. So that's why we normally use Toriek.
Okay. No. It's up to you. Nobody should arrest you for that. Okay. On the 19th of July, 2022, transaction 155, what is the description there?
19th of July, there is a transaction of 9,500,000.
What is the description?
It's a internet banking service fee, Echo Trading C. But this amount we pay to Echo Trading for fuel purchases.
For fuel?
Yes, for fuel.
Echo, is it, who owns Echo?
Victor Malim.
And you said, and this is a trading system?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we since we paid the 35 million back to Namco as money already owed, we then forwarded the 9.5 million to Ecofuel to to buy fuel for Eneco.
Okay. Do you have any power or any obligations or any competency, legal competency, to dictate how, when you pay a service provider like Echo Trading, how to spend its money, use its money?
No, not at all. They have their, they were completely independent in deciding what to do with that money, but we paid them for delivery of fuel. Okay. What they did with the money is not up to us.
Okay.
Mr. Namanja, just a minute.
But,
It's option time, so the court will take a lunch break until 1400.
As the court pleases. I will then, your worship, use the lunch break or so that I don't waste time to cover the aspect that I want. And I will finish the
court adjourns until 1400.
Ene shango sicha mesa isu bana kuri vakuta vakonile kuchaisa ikuta ikonile kulirima na kachenu mi vakazi la pili kupona la chalo kamso mi luka mifali tabaka ufela mi kuli mutele ze handendende se suwe kwe ze hala kwa kanyi yenzi makuta kapa mane ki kubo zaki wa mivevala suwe kufuli zaki wa kiboa Irindi wa kampani ya Anecon yene li kampani yene la kisani kuya hali mpanga liko za mafula haoli kuba sisole mi
promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, practical or traditional and church events.
Get to you safe today where every penny counts. 2.5 kilos chocolate for maize meal, just $34.99. 2 kilograms sugar cube of white sugar, just $39.99. 750 grams of U-brand mayonnaise, a bargain at $32.99. U-brand peanut butter, just $28.99 for 400 grams. 750 millimeters of right brand sunflower oil, only $28.99. You save your low budget grocery store where good food costs less.
political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast.
En shango stava sa suku na sulto pindo ambeto na mlungu sa nili musiali sinde katoko panape kam somwa na kweswa na abum tavizio na program ye kiwi tumero kozo
288-400 Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.